Jesus responded to a problem that is prevalent with us today in the year 2022. And I call it the LDS, not Latter-day Saints, but LDS, lazy disciple syndrome, because we're all disciples. And I think the disciples have gotten just too comfortable being students of Jesus. We as modern-day disciples, I think the same thing happens. There's no doubt enjoying the status of being part of Jesus' inner circle for us and for them. They got a lot of attention. They love the revolutionary vibe that Jesus had. And they can't wait to see what he was going to do next. They get a kick out of his antics, as he always liked to mess with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they're amazed by his ability to teach and to heal, to love. They don't want it to end. They are like college students who never want to graduate. I love it, graduate students. I always thought I'd like to be a professional student after I grew up a little bit and went to college. And I thought, that's pretty cool. Maybe I could be a professional student. But we're all like college students and we never want to graduate. But when Jesus starts to nudge the disciples, begin to take an active part in his mission, they feel suddenly unprepared. And I think sometimes we feel that way. We feel unprepared to share our gift of faith with others. But like any passage of scriptures, we can't read them in vacuum. And this instruction that Jesus gave his disciples about these different conversations and so forth allows us to be responsible, to never cause anyone to stumble, and more importantly, to forgive. And I just think that's a time that we need to think about that today during this homecoming event and give thanks for the forefathers and the four sisters and the people who started this little church way back when, because they passed down not only their monetary gifts, and we're grateful for that, but their faith and their ability to sustain this little place called Bethel United Methodist Church.